The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Bookman, author of The Lost Scotch, Volumes 1 and 2, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Baba Metzia, Daf Kuf Tes Vov. When a choiv is not a choiv. Hilchus Mashkin. The Mechaber in Simen Sadei Zayin, Sif Vov, describes a situation when a Baal Choyv, when the Malva, the lender, the son who's owed money, wants to take a mashkin. The time for the Choyv to collect his debt is up. He wants to collect the money. His debtor says, "Listen, I have no money to pay, I can't pay at the moment. Give me time." In which case, the Malva, he's benevolent, he says, "Okay, I'll give you more time, but I want a mashkin, I want security for this Choyv. I'm not interested in you just walking around free. I want security. You should know I have something of yours, a security for the choiv, that will encourage you to pay back." Zog the mechaber. Imbal a mashkin, if you want to take a mashkin, shaloi bishas halvo. Not at the time of the halvo. But after the halvo, when you want to collect your choiv, loi mashkin enuhu be'atzmoi. You're not allowed to take a mashkin by yourself. She mashkin oihu be'atzmoi, because if you take the mashkin, if you of your own accord go and seize a mashkin from the person who owes you money, oiver blav, you're oiver a lav de oirais. This lav is found in Devarim, Pekhov Dalet Posuk Yud. Kisasha vreacho mashas mu'uma. If your friend owes you money, even the smallest amount, loisovoi el beisoi, you are not allowed to go into his house, lavoit avoitoi, to take a mashkin, b'chutz tamoid, you have to wait outside, stand outside, you knock on his door, say, "I'd like to collect a mashkin," which you're entitled to do, and he can go inside, the person who lends you, who owes you the money, he will take it out. Now, obviously, what's going to happen is, he's going to bring out to you something which is of negligible value, as far as he's concerned, something he doesn't really need, and, you know, he doesn't care too much about, which is certainly not ideal, and will not encourage him to pay his choiv on time. Oh, but alcohol upon him is a gzeres hakosuf, you're very limited. There are, however, exceptions. The Gemara, in Kuf Tesvav Amadal Bava Metzia, Letzad Sheini, says a different Josh on this pasuk, Lebeisoi iato nichnas, you cannot go into his house. Aval ato nichnas, you can go into the house of someone, nischar kosi. For wages owed, for let's say you're a porter, lischar chamor, or you're, let's say, a donkey driver for him, lischar punduk, you're taking wages for a punduk, you rented him a property which he's using, lischar duke noise, or he did work for you. In those cases, the halacha is, you're allowed to. You're allowed to go and take a mashkin. For those situations, you're not limited by the gzeresa kosuf b'chutz tamoy. And azoy paskin the mechaber, in Sif Yudalid, Mishi Yeshlo Eschar Eitzel Chaveiroi, his friend owes him money, Schar Atma, he owes him for his own work, or Schar Behemtoi, or he owes him money for renting an animal, Caleb, or Schar Beis, or even for a house, Mutter Lemashkino, you are allowed to take a mashkin, Shaloi Alpi Beistin, even without Beistin intervening, Vulikonis LeBeis, so you can enter his house Lemashkino and take something. This is similarly brought down by the Chofetz Chaim in Sefer Ahavas Chesed, Peg Zayin, Siv Beis. Kozeh Davka, the Isser Zonek, Shachoyv Baldei Halvo. The Choyv came through Halvo, through lending money. Aval imagiyalo obu schapulose, but if it was wages or whatever, there's no problem. Oh, but the Chofetz Chaim does add an important nekuda. He says, Kozeh Le'inyan Halav, Lois Sovoy El Beisoy. This only takes care of the Isser going into the house. In other words, a regular Hamalva, you have to wait outside the house and the Loive can bring whatever he wants for a mashkin. These people, you can go and get whatever you want for a mashkin, but the other Isserim involved in a mashkin. For example, Almono, or Kli Oichel Nefesh, but let's say he comes to take a mashkin from an Almono. No. Then the heth doesn't apply. Or, for example, to take kli oichel nefesh, take something which the person needs for a daily living, you're limited in those things. And you'll also have halachas of giving back the mashkin by day and by night as necessary. So hilchas mashkin will apply, but chodsh, you have the zechus, you're allowed to take it, the oifen lekicha, you can go into his house and take what you want, that you're allowed to do. However, the Gemara continues the very important disclaimer in all these hetayim and taking a mashkin bal korchi from the person's house. Zog the Gemara, and kuftes vava medal. Yochel, I might think all these things afilu zog von olav b'milve. I may think that even schar kosef or schar atmoi, even if he already turned it into halvo, we'll see what that means shortly. Talmud loyma zog the pasuk mashas mu'uma. I have a gezeres hakosuv that says no. Calls a man the chiyuv remains only a chiyuv of schar kosei. Then you're allowed to. Once you transfer it into halva, then you're back to regular hilchos halva, and it's like a regular debt. After which case, you're not entitled to go into the house, you're live with the chutz ta'amoy. The Nesivas Hamishpat Simen Tzadei Zayin Ois Aleph explains this halacha. It says also Bakofas Hachanus, when a store extends credit, it has the same halacha. Uvechol Dover Hamavur B'Simen Tzadei Zayin, and every other type of choyv, of debt, which is delineated in Simen Tzadei Zayin, Le'inyin Shemitah, regarding Hilchus Shemitah, we know Hilchus Shemitah tells us that a choy by Shemitah is automatically annulled. The Torah says you cannot collect it. Oh, but there are limitations, not every halva is included. Zog the Nesivis, the halvois, the type of debt which by Shemitah is not Meshami, is excluded from the limitation of being able to be goyve. You can't collect it. Some choyves you can still collect even after Shemitah. Zog the Nesivis, the Lonikra Halva, the Einoi Meshamit. The types of halvois which are not called a halva, it's not called a loan, and therefore it's not limited by Hilchus Shemitah. Hochinami here as well in Hilchus Halva, Legabe Bachutz Tamo, it's standing outside, Einoi Bichlal Iser, the Lo Yosovi El Beisoi. They're not Bichlal the Iser of going into the house. And there, in Simen Sadi Zayin Sif Yudal, the Machaber tells us, Hakofas Chanus, someone pierce a kona ba'amona, he buys from the store on credit. Eina mishametes, there's no Shemitah on it. The choyv carries on through Shemitah. The chaber carries on. Imzok for Allah b'milva. But if you transfer it into a halva mishametes, then it does assume regular hilchus Shemitah. Hago. The remarks. Umikri zakifa. What's called zakifa? What's called transferring something from a non-type of halvodik loan, money outstanding, to a situation where we are back to hilchus halva regular? Umikra zekifa misha shekova loizen man leporoi. So he says, one, the shita is, once I'm kiveya as a man, once I specify a time, the store calls up and says, listen, you know, we have a bill outstanding over here, the $300 for groceries, I want it paid by the end of the month. When the moment the store says that, they're kiveh as a man, then it assumes a regular hilchus halva. It will be meshumet in Shemitah. Shemitah will pater that choy. Of course, necessary as a principle, which every level-headed, forward-thinking storekeeper would do. There are a principle to it, to go over the choy. Of it, without a principle, the choy would be a bottle. And also, you would not be allowed now subsequently to go into the person's house and take a mashke. V'yeshomim, he brings a yeshomim, demikri zekifa miyad shekosaf bin kosaf, kalachesh bin biyachad. The next second shita is in the Ramah, that once he tallies the whole thing up, and he makes a total, how much the total owed is, that's already also called zokaf lova milva, you get a final total. Kemenklen will be nowadays, everything's computerized, you press, in the system, it automatically, you go into the store, and you give, ask for store credit, and they put it on a bill, and the total comes up straight away. Everything outstanding from the previous, time you pay off your bill, then a chlam could be taka, that would not be called a kofas achanus, regular giving credit. Oh, but alcohol upon him, normal, in the olden days, certainly in the times of pen and paper, the distant past, when people would write things down, and then add things up afterwards, Kol Zman is just written down on the bill without a final total being given, then it would be Bechlal the exclusion of Kofas HaChanut. It's interesting to note that the Sifri on that posuk says the following, Kisa Shevriacho, Ein Li Ela Milva. This is only Legabe Halva. Minayin L'raboi Schar Sochir V'Hakofas HaChanut. How can I include Schar Sochir, wages, and Hakofas HaChanut, credit in our store, Tamulor Mashas Mu'uma, any type of debt at all? The Hagoy is Maimonis, and Perik Malva V'Loive, Perik Gimel, Halacha Zayin, Hagoy Ches, says, Zeru D'Loik Moi Sheish V'Sifri. The Sifri seems to say the opposite. The Sifri actually takes this posuk and says, no, it includes, Mashas Mu'uma includes the type of Chayvis, even which are not regular Chayvis, but the Schar Kosef and the Chanof Sachanus, it's not regular Chayv. The Sifri says that is Bichlal V'Isser. And the Torah Tamima, in Pechav Dal, Posekut, does bring down Nagoyes Maimonis. He offers a Teret, Yesh Loimet Da Sifri, Ayesh Azokab Gam Ela B'Milva. He says the Sifri could be talking where, obviously, where there was a Zekifa B'Milva. Barak B'Sifri Bo'in Yibiktsar, the Sifri is only Mekatsar. But L'Chor is very fair to say, because then what do I need the Ribu in the Posuk for? L'Chor, the Torah Tamima is fair. The Ribu in the Posuk, Mashal Mu, tells us something extra. A different type of Chayv is included in the Isser, but Oloi Sovel Beisoi. And if you tell me, Zokaf Lav Milva, which the L'Chor just transfers a Chayv which is not yet quantified, not yet complete, as the Sman Simon Samach Zayn seems to say, in these cases, a case of a worker, he works for somebody, you know, I'll work for you for the week, I work 3 days, I didn't yet get a tally yet. I know I owe me this or this or, nothing's been quantified yet, the Chayv is not complete yet. That's why it hasn't yet turned into a real halva. But when you put a final bill on it, you set a time to pay, that turns into a regular halva. So why do I need a posuk to be married by that? That's a regular halvona. Reuven owes Shimon money. So the Chayre be sure to say that the Teretz of the Torah Tanima, that's really what the Sifri means.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.